It is the premise of the law of one that all chords in creation are playing a narrative for a benevolent end. All are working in a harmonious order, in unison from the eye of eternity. This means that when we are within a dimension of polarities and we see pain, suffering, people of without juxtapose against happiness, pleasure, people with bounty. We see these as being polar opposites in creation, and it can't be processed in a linear way how a benevolent force would allow for the existence of dominion, chaos, confusion. The premise in the construct of oneness is that the world, before the creation of man, reached a state of chaos and discord. That chaos and discord was a byproduct of the different energies becoming very, very strong and polarized, moving forcefully in opposite directions. Within the construct of man is the solution for the unification of all, as within the soul consciousness of man, all energies of creation are invited to partake in the actualization and ascent of mankind. Malevolent energies, or energies of chaos or oppression, they partake in creating inertia for man. So that way, should man choose to activate and ascend in consciousness to a less primitive state, they too are included within that benevolent narrative, for they provided the appropriate amount of inertia to make that activation and actualization real, complete, and actualized. In other words, with the appropriate amount of resistance, man's choice to shine, to love, to shine forth in sanctity with their love and abundance is rendered true and actualized. For they are not in a dimension or place where all love, and love is so obvious, and love is the only path for the activation of all. They live in a polarized dimension whereby those that are benevolent can benefit and those that are benevolent can suffer, where those that act with dominion and oppression can benefit and those that act with oppression and dominion can in the end suffer and find their end. The situation that is created is for man to enter this dimension of infinite potentials and choose poignantly and abundantly. And in doing so, all energies that filter through mankind's consciousness are part of that narrative. So the point is not the journey, the point is where the journey will end. And should mankind end in unity in a less primitive space, then that music is playing always, transcending the linearities and the fractals of time. There is a music of the magnificence of all playing always. And should mankind begin to align themselves with that narrative of progression, they will increasingly hear that music within all things. Now, part of understanding the sanctity and the role of all is acknowledging that there are no problems. There are challenges to teach us a more benevolent and less primitive pathway to the eventual reunion, intimate activation, and actualization of all. So, when we process these ideas, it becomes now apparent, very, very pivotal technique for navigating these waters in a dualistic, polarized dimension consciousness. For example, let's say you have an individual who is feeling abundantly oppressed, or the individual's feeling angry, or a feeling of powerlessness. An individual can sit within these energies, kind of pseudo-marinate in these energies, to the eventual disconnect of their chord and creation, their sacred song. They'll no longer be able to hear what they are about and what they are here for. When you process these coordinates, you realize that the energies that are filtering through all play a sacred, benevolent role in the end. So your job is to learn from each energy and let the energy go. Because when the energy has taught to you your next lesson, in a sense, that energy is now graduated from your perception, but has a sacred role to play somewhere else. What we find is that individuals hold on tightly to trauma, injustice, feelings of dissatisfaction, feelings of deficit. We hold on to these. Even the spiritual individual, a spiritually dynamic individual who is very advanced, very often will hold on to these energies as an expression of their journey. And this holding on is as well a deficit and disconnects an individual from the full flow of connectivity to all. The individual instead needs to be cognizant and recognize that they are constantly drawing upon themselves a partner in creation. That partner is an energy that has wisdom to impart to them about their gradual expansion to all, to point out to them a blind spot or a space where they are not recognizing the aspects of the sanctity in all. When an individual then transcends in benevolence, they recast the narrative of what has happened to them or what they experienced within a benevolent narrative. The individual should let go of the energy so that that same energy can go and help another in a benevolent fashion. And that way, individual can once again filter to the totality of the network of all so that they can draw upon themselves their next intimate lesson in reconnectivity. Far too many individuals linger in this partnership with energies that have imparted lessons to them of without. And in holding on to these, the individual is creating their own perimeter of domain, dominion, a circle of influence that is not fully connected to the totality of all, where you are holding conditions of which is worthy and which is not to be in your circle. Let it go, let it free, and invite the next step of ascended perception.